Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy one. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy one immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy one and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy one to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this 12th day of February, 2014. And we've been talking with Colonel Harry G. Riley, retired. Colonel, you did a stint, I think your last stint in the your job description here was for the NSA.
That's right, yeah. I had several assignments there.
And I know that you're under contract. There's things you cannot talk about particular things, but can you give an overview of what you did?
Well, I was basically in a management leadership position every time I was there. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the mission while I was serving there was the enemy outside of America, the enemy that we faced, the Soviet Union, the Eastern Bloc, Communist China, Korea, and, you know, the typical anti-America enemies that we faced external. And, you know, obviously I can't go into details, but that was the enemy that we faced. Unfortunately, I object to what Obama has turned NSA into now, just like he's done everything else. He's trying to destroy and put America against one another. So basically NSA is listening to what I'm saying now. They're listening to to everything that America says, writes, transmits. It's just more of the loss of liberty and freedom and security and privacy that the communist socialist Obama regime is bringing on us. And by the way, I've been accused. There's some websites out there that are saying that I'm really an NSA plant, that I'm trying to bring people to Washington D.C. As some sort of a mechanism to create a false flag or something of that nature. I'll tell you the truth, I'm not bringing anybody to Washington D.C. In fact, most people don't even want to go to Washington D.C. But worse, the people of America, we the people, the grassroots, are the ones that's pushing me and everybody else to Washington. We're pushing each other up there, not by choice, but because we have to.
By necessity.
We have to go.
Yes. And I had my reservations. You and I spoke before the program today, and I said that this has been suggested before. But if we get the numbers in Washington, D.C., we're not talking about a couple hundred thousand. We're not even talking about a couple million. How about try 5 or 10 million, or as many people as we can get? I know this is going to be a logistical nightmare, but so is this country, folks, if we leave this stuff go unabated. This government has turned on its people. There is absolutely, positively no doubt about that. And if we don't at least stand up, let the United States government try to kill off 10 million people at the same time. Let them try to do that. We're not there to storm the Bastille. We're not there to take Barry Sartorio or whatever the hell his name is that's occupying the Oval Office right now. We're not going to take him out and tar and feather him and light the feathers on fire or anything of that nature. This is not a violent exercise against established police or anything else. This is just going to be a peaceful demonstration to let the United States government know that its people have been pushed far enough. And enough is enough.
Yeah, exactly. Enough's enough. And we like to look at it as a movement to action. We've done demonstrations up there. We've done marches. We've done petitions and various other things. And all the politicians do is look out the window, and they say, well, there they are again, those pests.
Yeah.
They keep coming up here and just, you know, interrupting our time at the trough or whatever it is we're doing with their money. Well, this is not going to be a one-day event. We're going up there with 10 million. That's what we're asking for. And I'll tell you the truth. This is approaching or near miraculous exercise. We believe God is in this, that he wants us to take our country back, something that he gave us through our founders. Most of them were Christian men. They believed in the scriptures. They modeled the Constitution on moral scriptural basis. So we believe the Lord is honoring and blessing this because we're going after this in an honorable fashion without any personal agendas, no corporations involved. No, high-level whoevers that are trying to co-opt this for their own particular agenda. This is, and it's not about me. It's about we the people. The 50 states that we have on our websites that you mentioned earlier, John.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're all working their plan at various levels right now, getting buses, getting carpools together, figuring out where they're going to camp. There's people from Washington State are making reservations right now in Bull Run Campground. From the very farthest parts of the United States are planning on coming to D.C., and we're going to shut D.C. down. And it's not just for a day. It's going to be for as long as we can maintain a flow in there, of which we're trying to do, and we're trying to do that based on letters of last names to try to say, A, B, C, D, your week is thus and so. E, F, G, H, I, your week follows that. To keep a flow in there, maybe of 100,000, 200,000, I don't know. It just depends on how America views our nation now. Do they view it as in such a grave condition, in a threatened condition, as I do and millions of others do? Then we're going to field what we need up there to stop the lawlessness, to get these people on the road and begin the constitutional restoration of our nation. Something has to be done.
Well, and
I fear what could happen if we don't get something done peacefully.
Well, and I've already indicated what might happen if we cannot start turning this around. You know, there is a solution. While the Congress critters up there are playing patty cake and politics, and I always say that politics, when you play politics, that's doing something outside of the Constitution, because it's pretty simple. It's pretty plain and simple, the way the Constitution is written, as to what the government can do and what it can't do. And now the weighted scale, the old lady has tipped over, because she's been weighted down on what they can't do, but they are doing. The balance has been tipped, and it's not in the law or the Constitution or the Republic's favor. Let's take the break. I'll roll the calls directly after this break. 800-313-9443. Colonel Riley, we'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Colonel, before you get out of here today, I want to play you the thing on Snowden. And it's a big deal, NSA, Snowden. Well, most people connected Snowden with NSA. Snowden didn't work for the NSA. He worked for Booz Allen. And before you get out of here, I want to play a clip for you, because this is going to demonstrate to you people out there how absolutely deep these intelligence operations are. I mean, it blew me away. I did not know the full extent of it. So before you get out of here, I want to play that clip and get your comments. But let's go to the phones. Ted, you've been holding forever. Thanks for holding. Ted in Montana. Hello, Ted.
Thanks, John. How are you doing today?
Good, sir.
Awesome. So I hope I'm not throwing a monkey wrench in your works today, but I have a question for your guest. I have found something on patriotsforamerica.nig.com that I would like to read. Take less than a minute. I want to make sure that these are his words and we're all looking at the same thing. Colonel Riley, are you there?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Fabulous. Now, like I said, I found something on your website, and I'd like to read it, and I have two questions. Now that the state of Israel has become the last hope of freedom in the entire world, should we, the people of the United States, seek Israeli protection? In fact, should the United States Congress petition Israel through an agreement, treaty, or other appropriate vehicle, request Israel to come to the aid of America should we be attacked? Should the United States seek umbrella protection with Israel? The rationale for seeking Israeli protection is quite apparent. They are the only nation in the world that stands for freedom, has loyalty to her people, is willing to fight for principle, has integrity and standing throughout the world, and is a nation that can be trusted to do what they say they will do. Are those your words, sir?
I didn't write that. I mean, it's on our website, I guess. I'm not sure where you...
It claims to be penned by Harry Riley, Colonel Retired, posted by Tawana Blevins on May 5th, 2013.
Do you know a Tawana Blevins, Colonel?
Yeah, she's gone. She's gone from our operation now.
Okay.
That probably was written by somebody, and she put it on there. I don't remember writing that.
Okay, so those are not your words, and do you stand by any of those
words? Well, what it says, though, basically, is that I think it's an indication of how far America has fallen away from protecting her own people. It may be a facetious pin there that says, you know, there are some people in the world that that do protect their citizens and do place... Their service to we the people rather than vice versa, which is basically what our government has done today. They no longer serve us. We can't trust them. They're lawless. I do look at many of the thoughts that was posted in that as being accurate and true. Israel does take care of their people. They do pretty much what they say they're going to do. So, you know, there's a lot of truth in it.
Okay, how about the Israel standing for freedom part?
As far as I can tell, you know, Israel allows just about everybody in the Middle East in Israel. The Muslims, whoever, they can, you know, they have freedom to walk around in Israel to partake of what Israel has to offer. I don't know that they forbid specific, unless it's criminals or terrorists or that type of
Colonel. Let me interject here because. For 20 years, I've been studying Israel and what they've been doing. Mm-hmm. And, what they've done with the Palestinians. I mean, in 1948, through the UN in England, a state of Israel was set up, and that was postage size stamped and landlocked. Now the Palestinians, they've been taking all the land, and basically the Palestinians are now on postage size, I guess you could call them encampments now. And they have basically run roughshod and killed the Palestinians and taken the land. Now, keep in mind, and this is where everybody gets confused. Keep in mind when the diaspora took place and God banished the Israelis to the four corners of the earth. And he says, you are not to have your own land until I come. And they're still waiting for the Messiah. The Christians have their own. This is the when you start to really research this out, the pieces don't fit together. But look, Colonel, I'll be honest with you. Anything that I have seen, the Zionist political state of Israel, they're not our friends. AIPAC, basically, they brag about, they run things in Washington, D.C.
They really, and their intelligence agency, by way of deception. I do not trust these people any more than I could pick up their entire country and try to throw it. And part of the problem here that we have in the Middle East is that we keep saying that Israel is our best friend. I don't know why that is.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out how Israel is our friend.
Yeah, well, and I look at things like Iran, where Ahmadinejad purposely was misquoted in saying Israel needs to be wiped off the map. No, he said Zionism, which is their political track that is absolutely incredibly bad.
Well, you know, I'm really not here to debate
Israel.
You know, if you have your own opinions, and fine, I'm not here to debate that.
That's perfectly fine, sir. I just want to see if these were your words.
Well,
if they're not your words, you might want to look it up and get this off.
I'd like to know where you found it.
PatriotsForAmerica.nig.com, forum topics, Israel, freedom's last hope.
There you go. All right. And the Colonel will look into it, I guarantee you. Ted, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Art, hello, Art. You're up.
Wow, that just sent shivers up my spine. Hi, John. Colonel, sir.
Yes, sir.
I am ashamed and appalled of what this country has become and the uses that these heinous creatures in Washington have decided to use our military for. But, you know, I mentioned earlier the Second Amendment, or as I like to refer to, Article the Fourth of the Bill of Rights. The right of the people to keep and bear arms. A well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of the free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Pretty clear cut, I think. And I see a lot of the problems that we have or what we could be facing are going to come when they have actually been successful, and I think this is one of their ultimate goals, to disarm the people, because once you remove from the people the ability to defend themselves, well, there's nothing to stop you from doing whatever it is you want to do to them. And this brings to the argument I keep hearing people talk about, well, the Second Amendment gives me a right to defend myself, and I tend to argue with them that no, it doesn't, because what the Second Amendment refers to is the ability to defend yourself, your people, and your nation state against a tyrannical government which would seek to oppress and falsely imprison the people by any means necessary. That is what the Second Amendment is about. The ability to defend your property and your family is just an added benefit to the Second Amendment. But, you know, I can't help but reflect back on the words of the likes of John Adams when he said, a constitutional government once changed from freedom can never be restored. Liberty once lost is lost forever. There's the break.
Yeah, hold on a second, Art. We'll return, take the bottom of the hour break here. We'll resume with Colonel Riley right after this. Must come down.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Colonel, have you guys had any contact with Oath Keepers?
Beg your pardon?
Have you had any contact with Oath Keepers?
Not the organization. they're people who belong to Oath Keepers that have joined up and support our operation. I've heard some rumors that for some reason... maybe Oath Keepers may be steering some of their members clear. I don't know that. Just a rumor. Somebody indicated that. I hope not, but I have not had any contact with any leadership with Oath Keepers.
All right. Art, continue.
Thank you, sir. As I was saying, when I think about these things, I can't help but think of the wisdom of some of our founders. For example, as I stated, John Adams, when he said the Constitution of Government, once changed from freedom, can never be restored. Liberty once lost is lost forever. And of course, then we have the words of Thomas Jefferson, who validates exactly what I say about the Second Amendment or Article the Fourth of the Bill of Rights, that no man shall be debarred the use of arms. The strongest reason for the people to retain their right to keep and bear arms is as a last resort to protect themselves from tyranny and government. And of course, we hear echoed in the words of Jefferson again when he, in a long stated quote, in a letter to William Stephen Smith in Paris on November 13, 1787, when he said one simple line from there, from that long letter, was the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants alike, for it is its natural manure. And these words are supported by Kennedy himself when he said those who make a violent revolution are a peaceful revolution impossible, they make a violent revolution inevitable. Sadly, I see that this is what we could well be facing. What say you, sir?
I see the same thing. I'm fearful for our nation. The attitude of the leadership in Washington D.C. in all areas, the executive, the Congress, the courts, they have all shirked, abrogated their responsibilities. Their oath means nothing to them. The Constitution means nothing, and their actions indicates that they have no allegiance whatsoever to the Constitution nor their oath of serving the people. And, you know, we the people, all of us, you, me, I expect, we have been shuffling papers for the last 5 or 6 years, the Congress. We've been faxing, calling, town halls, marching, you know, whatever, to try to get their attention to right this ship. But we just keep going backwards. It's getting worse and worse and worse, to the point where Obama now, down at Monticello, said, I'm the president, I can do whatever I want. Or I have a pen of Congress, if you don't do what I want, then I'll just write an executive order. So we're hoping that we can field 10 million patriots that believe in the Constitution, believe in freedom, believe in our founding father principles, to try to gain, see if we can get these people to comprehend what it is we're fearful of, what we want, what the demands or grievances are, and change something, change our direction. If we don't, then the alternative, and none of us that have been in a foxhole, I can absolutely assure you, want to see what that might be. So
right.
It's very dangerous. The conditions we're in right now are very dangerous.
Right, I absolutely agree, and I can't even begin to count how many different rallies just over the past couple of years. See, I don't drive, so it's impossible for me to make a trip, but I've tried countless times to make it to several rallies in Washington, but, you know, can never seem to secure a ride up there. And, you know, I'll put the call out again. If anybody is coming through the bluegrass, is willing to make a stop, give me a ride up there.
When is this going to take place? When is the targeted date?
It's starting on May the 16th. And it's not going to be a one-day event. It's going to be on as long as we can maintain a credible population of patriots up there to make the point that we want changes in the government. And we don't want to wait till 2016. I don't think we'll have a nation by that time.
I don't think so either.
I don't either.
Yeah.
But, you know, if anybody's willing to make a trip through the bluegrass to pick me up and give me a ride, I'd, you know, just call in the board op. They have me on Skype. It's real easy to get in touch with me.
All right.
But I think part of the problem is this dual citizenship, and we've got to end that. That dual citizenship in Washington. You know, we can't have that.
All right. Art, thank you for your call, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it. Steve in California. Hello, Steve.
Hello, John. How you doing? Hey, I agree with your analysis of the whole Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Totally, 100%. And that also, it's our support of Israel will be our downfall. It always will be. But the problem is we have secured that relationship and even said we will use military force if we need to in order to secure Israel's existence. And so that's pretty sad that we would be willing to send our young men and women into harm's way just to take care of Israel. Israel won't take care of anything on their own. But they'll just have the United States do it for them. For you, so that just tells you how powerful the Israeli lobby is in this country.
Well, and Colonel, what I was going to suggest here, that to make this a lot easier, to keep this centered and on point, is forget everybody else's politics, forget their countries. We're only concerned with one country right now, and that's our own. So if you've got people that have been coming and going and doing some things, you know, I think this needs to be kept as clean as a hound's tooth, as they say. and keep it on point, because this isn't about Israel. This isn't about any other country on this planet. This is about us right now.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I've been to both sides of, east and west, Europe and the Far East, out there fighting for other people. Well, you know, our nation is at risk right now. So is America going to stand up? Are we going to go or not? We fought for others. Now can't we fight for ourselves? Because if we can't see, I mean, the ordinary person out there can't see what this administration is doing and how arrogantly they're doing it in your face, maybe we don't deserve the continued freedom and liberty we've had for 230-some years. If we're that complacent, if we're that unwilling, if we still have the attitude that, well, let somebody else do it, I don't have time or whatever. You know, this is about grandchildren, great-grandchildren, not about me. I won't be around many more years, but all of those generations coming behind us, are we going to throw up our hands and say, let them pay the $20 trillion or $25 trillion or whatever it is, or let them live as a slave to a communist, socialist nation? We fought against those, liberated them. Now we're about to fall into the same thing. It's just astonishing. I mean, I could never believe that what I'm doing right now, or what I'm saying, I would have said 10 or 15 years ago. It's just so rapid, and it's just astounding to me.
Steve, anything else?
Yeah, I've also noticed that anybody who shares the same idea as you in your analysis of the whole conflict there between the Israelis and the Palestinians, if you agree with that view, that you are quickly labeled anti-Semitic. I just really irritate because I'm not.
Yeah.
But I certainly know right from wrong, and I know that the Palestinians are getting used and they're being abused.
Yeah. Well,
Israel really doesn't want peace,
Steve,
the way I look at it. They really don't
want peace.
Yeah.
Steve, can we stop with the Israel thing? Because this is about this country, and I already made my recommendation to the colonel. And you can call in any day on this program, and we'll discuss what you're discussing. I have extensively in the past. But if you have any other points, can you bring them forth?
The only point I can make is that you can't take land away from somebody during peaceful times. So the conflict will continue.
I understand. Steve,
all I got to say.
Okay, thank you for your call. John in Rancho Cucamonga, is that an actual location, John?
Yeah, it sure is, John. It's no worse than Square Rock, Texas, or wherever the heck that place you're from.
Oh, hey, now that's Round Rock, Texas.
Oh, sorry, John.
There's a difference. The squares are down the road.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
And in keeping with your some of your callers who I think every time we get into this, we keep. People keep going into the idea that potentially we're getting close to using the cartridge box to solve our problems.
John, hang on. I hear the break coming. We'll resume this right after a 3-minute break. Johnny, Ben, and others, hang on. I'll get to your calls as well.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
All right, I'm going to ask the callers to be real brief, and what I'm going to do is let the colonel go, but I do want to play this clip about Booz Allen and the intelligence communities that they have built and who's partaking. John, go.
Okay, John, the only thing I wanted to say was that I got an idea from one of your other programs, The Common Sense Revisited. The main host is Todd McGreevy,
mm-hmm.
and he has a co-host named Corey Ibe. So I can't pretend to say that I figured this out on my own. I borrowed it from him. And what he does is he's insisting that all of the people who should have an oath of office in California on file with the local county recorder's office, like various police agencies,
right.
that oath actually should be there. And so I'm starting to do that too. And I haven't won the case yet, but there is a situation in the city of Brea where I did get a traffic ticket.
John, this is turning into a long story.
All right. Well, I'm just saying, for all anyone listening, before you go to the ballot box completely, before you do that, start standing up a little bit and saying no, especially if you get a traffic ticket, anything like that, and investigate whether a police agency does have the required
oath of office.
Oath of office in the recorder's office, correct?
All right, John, I appreciate the call. Good point. All right. Colonel, I'm going to, at this point, bid thee farewell. We will be in touch. I hope to talk to you again. And I'm starting to see the resistance behind this, the name-calling and everything else. And, you know, that's why I said, in order to keep this thing as clean as a hound's tooth, I would divest myself from other people's and other countries' politics
and just will stay on point with this mission, because if it's not accomplished, I don't even want to think about it. I think we can pretty much imagine what will take place in this country.
Yeah, the only diversion that that we've had has been the individuals who wanted to debate Israel. We're not talking about that at all. Just the reverse. We want to stay out from all of these entanglements and start looking at our own nation here and to try to sort out how we can save what we've got. So
that's exactly
what we're trying to do.
Yeah, that's a tall order. Well, Colonel Riley, I appreciate your time, sir, and we'll stay on top of this thing, and we'll be talking in the future.
Okay. God bless you, John. Thank you.
Thank you, Colonel. I appreciate you coming on. Let me get to this Edward Snowden thing. This will go a long way with explaining a lot about our intelligence community, and they've been working overtime.
So there's been a huge amount of discussion about the NSA spying scandal. You can't have missed it. But the conversation has been focused on Edward Snowden and the NSA. But Edward Snowden didn't actually work for the National Security Agency. He worked for a company called Booz Allen Hamilton, a large private American technology firm. So how can these leaks, which have exposed NSA wrongdoing, come from an employee of a private company? Well, when we started to look into it, we realized it's a pretty interesting story. So let's start first with the company themselves. It's been estimated that 99% of their income comes from government contracts. In 2012, they had a revenue of $5.86 billion. But 23% of their contracts come from America's intelligence community, which is made up of 17 different intelligence departments. You could say that Booz Allen Hamilton are specialists in winning government intelligence contracts. So how do they do that? Well, again, that's an interesting story. We'll start with this guy, Mike McConnell. Between 1992 and 1996, Mike McConnell was the director of the National Security Agency. So when Mike McConnell retired from the NSA, he was offered a job at, you guessed it, Booz Allen Hamilton. He brought with him all of his government contacts, and he was soon promoted to senior vice president of his new company. Well, Mike McConnell left Booz Allen Hamilton in 2007 because George Bush, who was president at the time, named him as the Director of National Intelligence. The Director of National Intelligence oversees the 17 members of America's intelligence community. Again, the very same community that Booz Allen specialize in servicing. That's people like the CIA, the NSA, and a whole bunch of agencies you've probably never heard of. They all report to the Director of National Intelligence, who reports back to and advises the President. At this time, McConnell was also the chairman of the board for the Intelligence and National Security Alliance. It's a public policy forum which, according to the Washington Post, was working to introduce a growing network of private contractors, large and small, to government intelligence agencies. And no one seemed to have a problem with this.
I plan to continue the strong emphasis on integration of the community to better serve all of our customers. That will mean better sharing of information.
Customers?
Increased focus on customer needs and service, improved security processes, and deeper penetration of our targets.
So just 4 months after leaving Booz Allen Hamilton and starting his new job as Director of National Intelligence, one of Mike McConnell's staff was giving a presentation at an intelligence industry conference. And in the presentation was this slide. It literally marks the date of September the 11th. And shows how contracts and spending increased dramatically after the event. The presentation also showed that 70% of the annual budget, which was $60 billion at the time, was spent on contracts with private firms. A later slide cheerily proclaimed, "We can't spy if we can't buy." Under McConnell, the total intelligence budget of the government, in case you're confused, increased from $63.5 billion in 2007 to $76.2 billion in 2009, after which he left the government and headed straight back to Booz Allen Hamilton, where he is still the vice chairman. Booz Allen Hamilton actually boasts on their own website about the influence Mike McConnell had, saying, "As the Director of National Intelligence, he managed the expansive national intelligence community, an organization of over 100,000 people, and an annual global enterprise budget of over $47 billion, and had extensive interactions with the White House, the President's Cabinet, Congress, international leaders, and the U.S. business community." If you think the story ends there, then you're mistaken. The current Director of National Intelligence is a guy called James Clapper. And wouldn't you know it, he was previously an executive at Booz Allen Hamilton. He's the guy who sat in front of Congress and said this:
"Does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?"
"No, sir."
"It does not."
"Not wittingly. Not wittingly.
So the people appointed to the highest positions in the American intelligence agencies go and work in the highest positions of American intelligence industries. Then they go back to government, and then they go back to the American intelligence industry. You have to wonder if these guys are able to set policy whilst they're in government, then exploit that policy financially whilst they're at a private company. And it isn't isolated to these two examples either. James Woolsey used to be the head of the Central Intelligence Agency. He's currently senior vice president at Booz Allen Hamilton. Melissa Hathaway is a former executive at Booz Allen Hamilton. She used to work for Mike McConnell during the Bush administration. Richard J. Wilhelm, executive vice president of Booz Allen Hamilton. He was formerly executive director for intelligence community affairs at the Central Intelligence Agency. But once again, the story does not end here. Booz Allen Hamilton is actually owned outright by a company called the Carlyle Group. And this is where things get even more bizarre. But you'll have to wait for part two in this series, which is coming out very soon.
And we will pick that up with that subsequent report. Folks, remember what Kennedy said? He wanted to take the CIA and spread them to the four winds. Look what they have built. They need this intelligence community. They need this for the takeover of America. And brother, is it being taken over. I want to thank you for being here today. Back tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. And when you come back, bring a friend with you. Do the recommendations, folks. We're running out of time, and we still have too many cold but stupid people out there. Thank you. We'll be back tomorrow. With financial